إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, when we in organization consulting, when we are looking at turning around organizations, we do what we call delta analysis, which is we see where we want the organization to be, we see where it is now, and the gap between the two, we call that the delta, and we analyze that. The reason for that is because in any situation where major change is required, you have to go back to the basics. You have to go to the fundamentals to see what is happening in the fundamentals. Because if the fundamentals are not being followed, or if the fundamentals are wrong somehow, then no matter how much you change the superstructure, nothing actually will change, because the fundamental itself is wrong. To use IT language, if the whatever software you run on something, that software runs on a platform. If the platform is corrupted, then you can change any number, amount of software, you can install and uninstall, it will never function because the basic platform is not working. So if your operating system is wrong, then you have to change the operating system, or reinstall the operating system, or go back to the thing before you change any software. Changing won't help you. I mean, no matter what kind of software you use, if the operating system is corrupted, then the software won't work. In medical terminology, for example, if you are looking at someone who has, sometimes you get these, you have a wound, and if you are diabetic, then you find that it doesn't heal, and if you don't take care of it, then it becomes gangrenous. Then if they have to operate, and if they want to save, for example, if it's on the leg, and if they want to save the limb, then in the operation they will cut down to where they have healthy tissue. So they will cut away all the rotten stuff, all the way down to where you have actually healthy tissue. Now, if you do those operations, you also realize one thing, that how do you discover that there is healthy tissue? I mean, I'm talking about very basic fundamental discoveries. It's not, obviously there are various, medical diagnostic equipment and so on, which gives you the information. But basically, how do you know that you have reached healthy tissue? Is when you begin to feel the pain. When they are cutting away all the rotten flesh that is cut away, there's no pain. You can cut as much as you want, it doesn't give you any pain. But when you come down to the actual healthy tissue, that is when the patient feels the pain, and that's when also blood will start flowing. So once you cut down to that point where the blood is flowing and where there is the feeling of pain, then you say, okay, now we are at the fundamental, we are at the basic. Now from here, you want to build up the tissue, you want to do whatever curative stuff you have to do, and so on, we have to. The reason I'm saying this is because this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us with regard to our human race. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of time. And it's very symbolic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have taken the oath of anything he wanted. But he took the oath of time, because time is, when I say because, I'm not saying this is the reason Allah took the oath. Allah knows what his reason is. I'm saying that my understanding is that time is specific to this world, to this life. This is the world of time and space. Time has no meaning once you leave the purview of this earth. So if you travel in space, for example, then time has no meaning. There's no day and night and so on. Even in a low Earth orbit, like the International Space Station, for example, which is not in outer space, even there, on the International Space Station, they see 16 sunrises and 16 sunsets in every 24 hours. So, time has no meaning. So, in 24 hours, they have traveled 16, for them it is 16 days, right? So, time has meaning only in terms of purely the life on this earth as we know it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the oath of time, wal asr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took another emphasis and made another emphasis where He said, inna, verily and truly. And then He took another third emphasis, inna linsana, and the third emphasis is another lam, la fi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, al insanu fi khusr. Allah did not say, Allah said, inna linsana la fi khusr. Yaqeenan, definitely, the entire human race is truly in a state of loss and disaster. Now, this is a very sort of blanket statement, and you might say, well, you know, how is this statement true? Of course, from an Islamic perspective, it is the Quran, so we don't deny it, but if you want to look at it purely from a logical perspective, without the theological aspect of it, then maybe it's open for questioning and so on and so on. Because after all, say for example, we have made so many tremendous discoveries in terms of medical science. Just to give you one example. So how is it lost? We have made so many discoveries in medical science, we have got this cure, that cure, so on, so on, so on. So how do you say this is lost? Now my submission is that it is lost because all of that discovery is there, but ask the simple question and say, that to whom is that medical science and to whom is that, are those discoveries accessible? And you will find that the vast majority of the world, of human beings, of people, those discoveries are not accessible. Medical treatment is either completely out of cost coverage for people. So it is, take for example, even in a country like America, which is supposed to be the richest country in the world. I don't know how the country with the largest debt can be called the richest country in the world. We'll come to that. That's another area of khusr. But the point is that here is a country with which claims to have the largest resources and the greatest military and blah, 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 whatnot, right? What is the biggest failure of Obama regime? Healthcare. Why? Here you have got a country which claims to have the best medical discoveries and capabilities in the world, and you got, according to you, you've got all the resources in the world. Why do you have a healthcare problem? Why should there be a healthcare problem? Every single American who's living on any American living on American soil or any person living on American soil should have the best possible health care available free of cost. That is my standard. My standard is that if you are saying that if I have access to the best health care and I am saying this is a sign of success, then I would say it's a sign of success when every single person has access to that without any problem. Is that the case? No. Even in the so-called wealthiest nation in the world, healthcare is a major issue. It's a very big major issue based on which you are saying that this president's presidency has failed in that respect. And of course it has failed. It failed in many respects, not only one, but anyway, this is one of the major ones. So much for healthcare. Take India, for example. We are number one in terms of medical malpractice, not in terms of medical ethics or medical care. We are number one in medical malpractice. And so also, illa mashallah, there may be some, small country somewhere where there is good medical care available. But so much for our discoveries in medical science. So if we say that we are successful, where is the success? Take another one, education. That we claim to have, today we claim, and we meaning human beings, we claim to be at the peak of knowledge. Yeah, I think we are at the peak of being bombastic claims, nothing. There's no other peak. We say the peak of knowledge. Oh, very nice, fantastic. So you've got all this great knowledge. What is the state of education in the world? Today the world accepts, whatever I am saying here is not my fatwa. This is not my personal opinion. This is the accepted position of the world. Go and read, you will find for yourself. People are openly saying this. Healthcare has failed. Education has completely failed. People are quoting Finland as one country. Finland, one little, piece like this, one small country, which is Finland has got the best education. Fantastic, wonderful, great. For how long? For the last 40 years. How come it is not propagated in the rest of the world? If you are saying that here is a education system which is the best in the world and they've had it for the last 40 years, so what is the rest of the world doing? Sleeping? Go take it. I mean, and they are willing, the Finnish people are more than happy to teach you if you want to go and learn. So we are supposed to have the best, we are supposed to be the most learned people, we call ourselves, and our education system is absolutely pathetically failed globally. There is no doubt about this. This is completely. I made this statement in Oxford in the International Conference on Education in 2015. So nothing new. Third thing, take scientific, generally scientific knowledge, right? Today, what is the biggest problem that we have globally? Global warming. Global warming is a problem which is of such an enormous magnitude that it is threatening to destroy the world. Quite literally. My simple question is why? Why do we have this problem? Because if we were people who said, look, we are ignorant, we know nothing, and we are therefore, our world is getting destroyed, what can we do? We don't know anything. Then one can understand, okay, you are ignorant, you have no knowledge, and therefore you are destroying the world, and it's very sad, but that's how it is. But that's not the case. We say we know everything. We have the knowledge. We also know, what is causing global warming, which is, carbon dioxide increase. We know what causes that. We know what is the likely consequence of global warming. Yet we do nothing. Why? Do we have somewhere else to go? Is there some other planet that is ready that we can, migrate from here, and once this one is trashed, we go and start trashing some other place? What happened? Last one, coming to the human race itself. Take, for example, the biggest example is the issue of upbringing of children. Believe me, you talk to Muslims, they will tell you it's a huge problem. You talk to Hindus, they will tell you it's a huge problem. You talk to Christians, they'll tell you it's huge. You talk in the West, you talk in the East, everybody has got a big problem, and that is the upbringing of children. My simple question is why? Because if, in fact, we are so successful, like we believe, then how come we have got such fundamental problems which are literally threatening to trash our lives? So, are we right? Or is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right where He said, Inna al-insana lafi khusr? And that's a general statement. All human beings, Allah did not say, Inna al-muslimina fi khusr. No, Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Everybody is in a state of loss. So I want to end today on this slightly depressing note, but I think we'll go forward from here, inshallah. So let us think about this and say, how is it that we have got ourselves into this mess? Because unless we realize and accept that we are in a mess, we are not going to change. And no amount of, PR and no amount of pep talks is going to help. We have to actually get down and do some actual work. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us in that and to help us understand that we are in loss, and Allah of course told us how to get out of it. Inshallah, we ask Allah for His hidayah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.